ברוכן זכריאס פי פרופיטי סרב פסמוי סואב שובין אימן אמין אבגוים מוס אין הרי זכם בי אבות אמה אשמין אינטה צירום בי אמה אסנותי זור יוס אינטה טריאס סואב בנותי Shainim, shainim, t'niyene, t'iro, amin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Vessel, may His blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from Zechariah the prophet, may His holy blessings be with us all, amen.
من زكريا النبي بركاته مقدسة تكون معنا أمين. وفي الشهر الثامن من السنة الثانية لداريوس كانت كلمة الرب إلى زكريا بن براشيا بن عدو النبي قائلا قد غضب الرب على أبائكم قائلا قل لهم هكذا ما يقول الرب الضابط الكل ارجعوا إلي وأنا أيضا أرجع إليكم قال الرب الضابط الكل ولا تكونوا كأبائكم الذين خطبهم الأنبياء الأولون قائلين هذا ما يقول الرب الضابط الكل ارجعوا عن طرقكم الردية وعن أعمالكم الشريرة فلم يصغوا قال الرب الضابط الكل فأين هم أبائكم والأنبياء هل يحيون إلى الأبد لكن نواميسي وأقوالي أقبلوها تلك التي أمرت بها روح عبيد الأنبياء الذين أدركوا أبائكم وخطبوهم قائلين كما أمر الرب الضابط الكل أن يصنع بكم بحسب طرقكم وكأعمالكم هكذا صنع بكم مجدا للثالوث القدوس الأبد كلهم.
Of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday, Holy Vessel, may His blessings be with us all, amen. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, the dying, the King, the Father, and Holy Spirit. Forever. Kriya laithon sok tati gom nimbi on imbizmo nimbi amai shai niyami nimmen wail bin noti bin oru sok tati gom nimbi on imbizmo nimbi amai shai niyami basho isi sos bikri sos sok tati gom nimbi on imbizmo nimbi amai shai niyami
Kriya laithon sok tati gom nimbi on imbizmo nimbi amai shai Amen, Emmanuel, Benuti, Benuro, Sok, Teti, Gom, Nembio, Nembismo, Nembia, Mai, Shai, Amen, Besho, Isi, Sos, Versus, Sok, Teti, Gom, Nembio, Nembismo, Nembia, Mai, Shai, Amen.
Riele, Son, Tok, Teti, Gom, Nembio, Nembismo, Nembia, Mai, Shai, Amen, Emmanuel, Benuti, Benuro, Tok tati gom nem pio nem pismo nem piama shine mi pasho isi sos pe Christos Tok tati gom nem pio nem pismo nem piama shine mi
Kriele ison sok tati gom nem pio nem pismo nem piama shine mi nem manu il benuti ben oro Tok tati gom nem pio Nimbismo nimbia mai shaini embesho isi sos versus sok teti gom nimbio Nimbismo nimbia mai shaini emi
Riele ison tok teti gom nimpio Nimbismo nimbia mai shaini emi Nimmenu ilpin noti pin oro Tok teti gom nimpio Nimbismo nimbia mai Shine in Pesho Isisos Pe Christus Tok Teti Gom Nempio Nempismo Nempia Mai Shine in
Kriele Ison Sok Teti Gom Nempio Nempismo Nempia Mai Shine in Emmanuel Benuti Benoro Sok Teti Gom Nempio Nimbismo Nempia Mai Shine in Besho Isisos Versus
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Salmostuda avit Αξιοσύνη με τι ακροάτε του Αγίου Ευαγγέλιου, κυρίων και των Θεών ημών, ή κατεύσομεν σοφία ορθή, ακούσομεν το Αγίου Ευαγγέλιου.
Ανανοησίσαι. تكون معنا أمين خلاصي ومجدي هما بإلهي إلهي معونتي ورجائي هو بالله لأنه إلهي ومخلصي ناصري فلا أتزعزع أبدا هللويا اللهم ترأف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس فصل شريف من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لوقا البشير بركات علينا آمين فقال له واحد يا رب أقليل هم الذين يخلصون فقال لهم اجتهدوا أن تدخلوا من الباب الضيق فإني أقول لكم إن كثيرين سيطلبون أن يدخلوا ولا يقدرون وإذا بلغ أن يقوم رب البيت ويغلق الباب فتبتدئون بالوقوف خارجا وتقرعون الباب قائلين يا رب يا رب افتح لنا فيجيب ويقول لكم لا أعرفكم من أين أنتم حينئذ تبدأون تقولون أكلنا قدامك وشربنا وعلمت في شوارعنا فيقول لكم إني لا أعرفكم من أين أنتم اذهبوا عني يا جميع فاعل الظلم هناك يكون البكاء وصرير الأسنان متى رأيتم إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب وجميع الأنبياء في ملكوت الله وأنتم مطرحون خارجا ويأتوا من المشارق ومن المغارب ومن الشمال ومن الجنوب ويتكئون في ملكوت الله هوذا آخرون يكون أولون وأولون يكون آخرين
Ostem Evangeliones o absostosi kiere e تترياس إن أموسيو
إفيوت نام بشيري
نم ببن ما إسواب
شرن ماريا
تي اتشرم بي إس نسو
تي تسمي سينا
إم ابنو تي بي لغوس.
The exposition of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Bethlehem is blessings be with us all. Amen.
On his way to Jerusalem with his disciples, someone asked our Savior, "Are there few who are saved?" Our Savior replied, saying, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, lest you should come and knock on the door and say, 'O Lord, open the door unto us.' And he shall answer from inside and say unto you, 'I do not know you. Where are you from? Depart away, all you wrongful peccants, to the place of the weeping and the gnashing of the teeth. Many of the Gentiles will come from the east and the west and will nestle into the bosom of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But you will be relegated outside, dominated by your profanity. Repent and make amends that your sins may be taken away. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through his passion he may save us."
Be Christus ben sotir
af I af shepem ka
ina chenefem ka
entef soti emon
mar entiona
fene chiti empefra
se aferona inimen
kata pefneshtena
Evol chen malach yas vibrofiti serbef zmoethoab shobin menamin evgoem mos epli ma emepsaji emepshois ejen bisrael chen zing embefangelos Kase jen beten hit Oa und trias eso ebben noti Shainenim shainen teni eneti ru amin
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين نبوات الساعه الثالثه من ليله الثلاثاء من البصره المقدسه بركته علينا امين من ملاخ النبي بركته المقدسه تكون معنا امين
A reading from Malachi the prophet, and may his holy blessings be with us, amen. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by the hand of his messenger Malachi. Take it to heart, I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau the brother of Jacob, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. And I have appointed his borders for destruction and made his heritage as dwellings of the wilderness. Because one will say, Edom has been destroyed, but let us return and rebuild the desolate places. Thus says the Lord, ruler of all, they may build, but I will throw down. They shall be called the territory of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord has placed himself forever. Your eyes will see, and you will say, the Lord is magnified beyond the borders of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the reverence due to me, says the Lord Almighty? You priests are the ones who disparage my name, yet you say, in what way have we disparaged your name? You offer defiled bread on my altar, but you say, how have we defiled you? By saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible, and the food placed upon it is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is that not evil? Offer it then to your ruler. See if you will accept it, if you will accept it favorably. Says the Lord Almighty. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
من ليل الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك في الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن عين المسلمين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين
Kriya laiton tok tating gom nambion nambismon nambia mai shine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tating gom nambion nambismon nambia mai shine amin Batsoisi tos verspos tok tating gom nambion nambismon nambia mai shine amin
Kriya laiton tok tating gom nambion nambismon nambia mai shine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tating gom nambion Nembismon embia mai shine amin bachoisi sos beresos tok tetigom nembio Nembismon embia mai shine amin
Yeleison tok tetigom nembio Nembismon embia mai shine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tetigom nembio Nembismon embia mai shine Nemin bachoisi sos versos tok tetingom nembio nembismon embia mahisha nemin
Kirielaison tok tetingom nembio nembismon embia mahisha nemin Manuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tetingom nembio nembismon embia mahisha nemin bachoisi sos versos Tok tetigom nembio, nembismon embia mai shine amin.
Kirieleison tok tetigom nembio, nembismon embia mai shine amin. Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro, tok tetigom nembio, nembismon embia mai shine amin. Batsoisi sos verspos. Tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin
Kirieleison tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin bachoisi sos beresos tok tetigom nembio Nembismon embia mai shine amin
Kirieleison tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin bachoisi sos verspos tok tetigom Nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin
Kirieleison tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin bachoisi sos beresos tok tetigom nembio Nembismon embia mai shine amin
Kirieleison tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin bachoisi sos verspos tok tetigom Nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin
Kirieleison tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shine amin Emmanuel ben Noti Ben Oro tok tetigom nembio nembismon nembia mai shine amin bachoisi sos becheresos tok tetigom nembio nembismon nembia mai shine amin
thine is the power and Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power and the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power and the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. إيمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا، لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح، لك القوة والمجد.
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات،
ليتقدس اسمك، ليأتي ملكوتك، لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. الذي الغد نعطينا اليوم، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن عن المسلمين العين، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة، لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد. أمين.
الموصودة
Oh.
When you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Evron and Tetereyes.
In Omosios.
In Yudnem Evshirin.
Nembem Nevma Esuwa.
Sherine Maria.
Yeshirom bi'es neswa
Bi'es asmi sina
Em evnoti bi'lo
Sarh al-sa'at thalta min izu thulasa' Mil basfa al-mukaddesa barakatuh alayna amin
في ذلك اليوم وفاء قوم واخبروه عن هيرودس الملك قائلين يا معلم اخرج من هنا فان هيرودس المارق يريد قتلك فاجاب وقال للذي قال له امضي وقل لهذا الثعلب الشرير اني اجمل شفاه كثيرين اليوم وغدا وفي اليوم الآتي فقد كتب انه لا يهلك نبي خارجا عن اورشليم يا أورشليم يا أورشليم يا قاتلة الأنبياء وراجمة المرسلين كم من مرة أردت أن أجمع بنيك فلم تريتي هوذا أدركت لكم بيدكم خرابا إلى كل الأجيال أقول لكم أيها الذين تسمعونني إنكم لا ترونني من هذا اليوم حتى تقول كلكم من فم واحد مبارك الآتي باسم الرب الإله المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا جاي بألامه يخلصنا فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه
لأنه صانع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمتي
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أبي أخشي بمكا
إن أخني بمكا
أنت في صوتي أمو
مار أنت أونا
سنت شيسي أم بفرا
جاء فرون عيني ما
قطع بفن
Evolchen osi pi profitis ere pefes moes oeb shopini menamin evgo emmos en thog ze ep Israel emper erat emmi Oh, Yoda, Emperor Sheikhun, Egalgala, Oh, Emperor Shenotel, Ehri, Epshen, Gunos, Oh, Emperor Ork, Emepshois, Eton, Oh, Etetreas, Eso, Epenoti, Shine, Emshine, In Tani Enehti Ru'amin.
Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the sixth hour of the eve of Holy Tuesday of Holy Blessings, blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from the book of Hosea is Holy Blessings be with us all, Amen.
But you, O Israel, be not ignorant and do not go, men of Judah, to Gilgal, and do not go up to Beth Aven, nor swear by the living Lord. For Israel was maddened like a mad heifer. Now the Lord will feed them like a lamb in a wide place. Ephraim joined with idols and has laid stumbling blocks in his own way. He has chosen the Canaanites. They have grievously gone a whoring. They have loved dishonor through her rudeness. You are a blast of wind in her wings. They shall be ashamed because of their altars. Hear these things, O priests, and attend, O house of Israel. Listen, O house of the king. For judgment is with you because you have been a snare in Mizpah and a net spread on Tabor, which they that hunt the prey have fixed. But I will be your instructor. I know Ephraim and Israel is not far from me. For now Ephraim has gone grievously a whoring Israel. his defile. Their deliberations did not allow them to return to their God, for a spirit of fornication is in them, and they have not gotten to know the Lord. The arrogance of Israel shall be brought low before his face, and Israel and Ephraim shall become weak due to their wrongdoings, and Judah also shall become weak with them. They shall go with sheep and calves diligently to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him, for he has withdrawn himself from them. For they have forsaken the Lord, because strange children have been born to them. Now the rush shall devour them along with their heritage. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the ages of all ages.
Amen. The desire of the sixth hour of the eve of Tuesday, Holy Vessel, may his blessings be with us all, amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, amen. Kriya lai son tok tatingom nambion nambismon nambia mai shai neamin manuil benoti benoro tok tatingom nambion nambismon nambia mai shai neamin besoisi tos versos tok tatingom nambion nambismon nambia mai shai neamin
kriya lai son tok tatingom nambion nambismon nambia mai shai neamin manuil benoti benoro tok tatingom nambio nambismon nambia mai shai neamin besoisi tos versos tok tatingom nambion nambismon nambia mai
Sos Christos, sos Theos, nembio,
نبزمون بيا ماي شايني
يا ليسون صوك تاتي قوم نبيون نبزمون بيا ماي شايني امين امانويل بنورو صوك تاتي قوم نبيون نبزمون بيا ماي شايني امين بشويسي صوز برسوس صوك تاتي قوم نبيون نبزمون بيا ماي شايني امين
كريا ليسون صوك تاتي قوم نبيون Onem bismonem bi amahi shaine aminem menoi benoti benoro sotezi gomnem bi onem bismonem bi شائن آمين بشويسي صوت بخريصوت صوت تاتي قوم نمبي ونم بزمو نمبي آماهي شائن آمين
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God, King, the majesty forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. إيمانويل إلهنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة والمجد والبركة
والعزة. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory
forever. You are.
epertu kataxios inimes, tis acroasios to agio evangelio, kiri onketon theonimon, ikatev somen sophia orthia kosomen, to agio evangele.
Taxes the heart and zaps the power from the body. In a parallel way, engrossment in worldly concerns could bring on us vicious passions, cause us to stray away from the fear of God, the wicked Satan can overwhelm us, drive us away from the path of salvation, diminish the awareness of our soul's salvation, and subject us to the dominion of death, just as the prey falls in the trap. Be alert and present fruits worthy of righteousness and atonement, so that you may stand in front of our Judge and Savior Jesus. He was teaching the public in the temple. By night he rested on the Mount of Olives. By day he went down to Jerusalem, where people gathered early to listen to his teaching that are replete with righteousness. Those who heard him hurried to drink from the spring of his sweet water. As the book that testifies to his coming says, he is the healthy, nourishing food for those who believe in him. Christ our Savior has come and borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us.
Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Be Christus ben sotir.
Avi avshebemka.
Inachenepemka.
Entev sotiemmo.
Marentiona.
Tenechisiem befara.
Averona inime.
Kata befneshtenai.
Evolchen osiebi profitis erbefes mois oef shobinim anamin evgoemos. Setin oten en oes biet shol en ota en teb onch ari oinin oten en oni en teb emi. O en tetrieses oa benoti shainin em shainin tebieneti roamin.
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس لله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصرة المقدسة. بركته علينا امين. من هوشع النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
ازرعوا لانفسكم برا اجنوا ثمرة الحياة تنيروا بنور المعرفة واطلبوا الرب حتى ياتيكم ثمرة البر. لماذا سكتتم على النفاق الذي فيكم فحصدتم ظلمكم اكلتم ثمرة الكذب لانك توكلت على مركباتك وكثرت قوتك. يقوم هلاك في شعبك وتخرج جميع حصونك المسيجة. فخراب بيت يربع عام من أراخنة شلمان يوم الحرب. إذا حطمت الأمهات على البنين هكذا أصنع بكم يا بيت إسرائيل أمامكم من قدام وجهي. لأن ظلمكم وشروركم طرحت ملك إسرائيل ملك إسرائيل خارجا. لأن إسرائيل صغير وأنا أحببته ودعوت ابنه وابني من مصر. فكما دعوتهم هكذا ذهبوا عن وجهي فذبحوا للبعلين وبخروا للمنحوتات. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى أبد الأبدين كل آمين.
شوي سنين أنا للآخر نبراني مفيوت نمفشير نمبدن ما يسوعب ونوتي نوتا من زو سابتريك أيوك أجيب نمات كاني كيك السوسي ونستوني ونون أمين. تسبحت الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصرة المقدسة. بركاته علينا أمين. اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات.
ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزا الذي الغن أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين. Kriyalai son tok tatingom nambiyo nambismo nambiya maishai neyamin manuil benoti benoro tok tatingom nambiyo nambismo nambiya maishai neyamin bachoisi sos versos tok tatingom nambiyo nambismo nambiya maishai Amen.
Kriya lai son tok tatigom nambiyo nambizmo nambiyo maisha. Amen. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro. Tok tatigom nambiyo nambizmo nambiyo maisha. Amen. Bachoisi sos bel sos tok tatigom nambiyo
Power, the glory, the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. إيمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا، لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح، لك القوة والمجد والبركة
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات،
يتقدس اسمك، تأتي ملكوتك، تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا الذي للغد أعطنا اليوم، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين إلينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير، بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد. أمين.
Name.
Hey.
το καταξιωσύνη με στις ακροάσεως το Άγιο Ευαγγελίο, Κύριον και των Θεών ημών, εκατευσόμεν σοφία ορθή, ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγελέ.
Your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore the wisdom of God also said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who are entering in you hindered. Bow down before the holy gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Veron in Tetereia.
In Omoseio.
In Yotnem Epshiri.
In Debnev Maes Owe.
Sherene Maria.
Die Cherom Bi Epneso.
Etas mi sina
emefnoti bilogos.
طرح الساعة 9 من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا امين.
اسمع الرؤوف الرحوم الكثير الرحمة المتأني كيف يوصينا ان نكون اطهارا ليس في اجسادنا فقط بل وفي قلوبنا ايضا. لما تعجب منه ذلك الفريسي الذي سأله ان يأكل عنده، فلما رآه يأكل الخبز بغير طهر ولا غسل يديه، تكلم معه المعلم العارف بكل الأشياء قبل كونها قائلا: أنتم يا معشر الفريسيين تطهرون خارج الكأس والسجرجة، فإما داخلكم فإنها مملوءة دعارة واختطافا وظلما. اعطوا صدقة وحكمة عدلا وكل شيء يتطهر لكم، فلنكن نحن رحومين على كل إنسان خلقه الله، وعند ذلك نطهر نفوسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا من كل دنس الخطية. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا
لكي لم يخلصنا فنمجده ونرفع اسمه، لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته.
بخريستوس بن سوتي
أفئي أفشي بمكا
إن أخني بمكا
إن تفسوتي إمون
مار انتي أؤونا
تنت شيسي إم بفران
في أفرونا إني ما
قطاب إفنشتنا
Evolchen amos fi evrofitis erepefes moetho evshopinim en aminim goemos koti en saevshois owo ereten eon oposentef shtem shobi emveriti en oekrom en jepi en yosef owo efeom owo en efshobi en jem פייך נצ'ו אונוף אמפיים בסרואיל ואו אינטטריאסס אוה פנוטי שוייננם שוייננם תניינתי רומין.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Blessings, blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from Amos the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, Amen.
Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour, with no one to extinguish the fire, for the house of Israel. The Lord is he who brings about justice on high and righteousness on the earth. He makes all things. He transforms the darkness into the morning and makes the day dark as night. He calls forth the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is his name. He rains ruin upon the strong and brings misery upon the fortress. They hated him who reproved in the gates and abhorred the upright word. They tread upon the poor and take bribes from him. They built houses of hewn stone, yet they shall not dwell in them. They planted pleasant vineyards, but they shall not drink wine from them. For I know your many transgressions and the enormity of your sins, devouring the righteous and taking bribes, turning away the poor at the gate. Because of this, the prudent keep silent in this time, for it is an evil time. Seek and not evil, so that you may live. Glory to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Ana me vjot me pëshirin e me bënë pëmaj thua e banot që notë amin zë këse betri ke jo ke agi e bënë pëmati keni ke ajin ke së të jonë ason amin dhe kësa gjitha me tharë dhe ivë të zivë holi beska me his blessings be with us all, amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pay our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nempion empesmon empiamai shaine minem beno ilvenoti benoro tok tetigom nempion empesmon empiamai shaine minbetoiti sos pa Christos tok tetigom nempion empesmon empiamai shaine min
Nem against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Psalm 1 Soda.
Yeah. Evangelion eso kata markona geo
doxa si kere
لأنه نكسادة القبائل قبائل الرب شهادة لإسرائيل يعترفون لاسم الرب هللويا اللهم اعترف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري مرقس البشير بركاته علينا أمين فأما ذلك اليوم وتلك الساعة فلا يعلمها أحد ولا الملائكة الذين في السماء ولا الإبن إلا الآب انظروا واسهروا وصلوا لأنكم لا تعلمون متى يكون الزمان كمثل إنسان مسافر فترك بيته وأعطى عبيده السلطان كل واحد في عمله وأوصى البواب بالسهر فاسهروا إذن لأنكم لا تعلمون متى يأتي رب البيت أفي المساء أم في نصف الليل أم عند صياح الديك أم في الصباح لئلا يأتي بغتة فيجدكم ينياما وما أقوله لكم أقوله للجميع اسهروا وكان الفصح والفطير بعد يومين وكان رؤساء الكهنة والكتبة يطلبون كيف أمسكوه بمكر ليقتلوه ولكنهم قالوا لا نفعل هذا في العيد لألا يكونوا شغبون في الشعب أستم بإفانجليون إثوة
والمجد لله دائما نفران انت
Listen to our Savior, who with his divine mouth proclaims, But of that day and that hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father knows it. Watch at all times, because you do not know when it shall be. Lest he makes a surprise visit and finds you asleep, be careful and safeguard against hidden traps. Christ our Savior has come and borne suffering that through His passions
He may save us. Let us glorify Him and exalt His name, for He has done us mercy according to His great mercy.
Be Christos, be began from the very beginning of His incarnation. Today, the Monday of the Paschal week, there are two main events that happened, and this was the cursing of the fig tree and the cleansing of the temple. And this was an illustration, maybe a visible illustration, of God's displeasure and rejection to those who lived and rejected His love that He expressed to them. And we'll find in tomorrow, when He's giving His speeches in the temple, the last one He'll give would be the woes that He gives to the Pharisees and scribes. And at the end of these woes, we might think that these are like being told to them out of anger, because there are many woes. But at the end of this, there's a phrase, He says what, we read it this evening too. It says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones who were sent to her. So he's judging them for stoning the prophets and those who are sent to her. Then he adds to this what? How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. So we see the compassionate love of the Father that He wanted to express to them. His rebuke of them was not to condemn them, nor is He delight in the condemnation of a sinner or those who reject Him. But yet He wants to gather all like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. The church arranged for us today two passages to show the displeasure of the Jews at the time of Christ, or those who rejected His love. The first is a prophecy of what is to come. And this is from Isaiah chapter 5, from 1 to 4, and it speaks about the beloved vineyard. And what does he say? He says, My well-beloved has a vineyard on the very fruitful hill. So he says, I have a vineyard, and the ground is already fruitful. So it's a place where it ought to bear fruit. It says, He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choice vines. So he put in it the best kind of vines so it can produce its fruit. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge please between me and my vineyard. What more could I have done to my vineyard that I have not done it in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? So he did everything he could. He put the choicest vine. He dug it, cultivated it, made the best land, and he entrusted it to them to take care of so it can bring forth good fruit. And at the end he says, what more could I have done? What more love could I have poured out on humanity that wasn't yet done, but yet still some rejected? So then when the Lord comes, this is kind of the background, now when the Lord comes and tells them the parable of the wicked vine dressers, where he leased the vineyard to servants and he expected to bring forth fruit and for him to reap those fruit. And when they didn't want to send any fruit to the owner, he sent them one servant and they beat him. He sent them a second servant and they mocked him. And then the third, they killed him. And then finally he said, okay, if they didn't respect three of my servants, let me send them the heir, my son. And then when they saw him from afar off, they said, this is the heir, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. And they killed the son of the landowner. So the Jews understood at the time that this was about them, fulfilling this prophecy, or they had in their mind this prophecy in Isaiah, that they were rejected. I'd like to speak this evening about how God expresses His love to us, as we saw in this passage, and then how is my response to this love that He shows us. So how does God express His love for us? Number one is He accepts our praise even when He knows we might betray Him later. We saw on Sunday when the Lord was entering into Jerusalem as a king, many of the people there were saying, Hosanna to the highest, the Son of David, hailing Him as a king. And they were very joyous in this. And He accepted their praise, knowing that some of them a few days later, on Friday, will be the same ones to chant, crucify Him, crucify Him. But yet He accepted this praise anyways. And this, my beloved, is sometimes we get tempted with this, or we get tried with this. We might say, okay, how can I show my faith in church and praise Him, but then when I leave church, something else happens, and I turn into another person altogether. Will He really accept this praise that I offer to Him? Yes, He does. Because He's the loving Father. He wants us to have this communion with Him and to praise Him. So even our prayers He accepts, even when He knows perhaps we might reject Him and betray Him again later. He also shows His love for us in His patient pursuit. He says to them, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who were sent to her. So although they killed the prophets, He still sent them prophet after prophet after prophet. And ultimately, He sent them His Son, right, in the incarnation. So even in their rejection, there's this patient pursuit of a father towards his son. As I mentioned in the passage of the wicked vine dressers, they sent three servants and the fourth was the son. The church fathers looked at this and said, the first servant represents the natural law that all humans are born with, right? Like to know not to kill infants, for example, is something that is in the natural law. It doesn't need God to tell us. To take what is ours, and which is not ours, is in the natural law. We know not to steal. So He gave us this natural law first, and sometimes this can be the conscience. The second servant that was sent, the father said, this resembles the Mosaic law, the law that was written on tablets and on parchment for them to read and to remind themselves of over and over again so they don't forget the commandments of God. But yet they rejected this law and command anyways. The third servant represents the prophets who were there to proclaim the word of God and to rebuke the people when they needed rebuking. So first he put within them the natural law, and that wasn't enough. Then He gave them the written law, and that wasn't enough. Then He gave them His ministers to speak to them, and still yet that wasn't enough. So then fourth and lastly, He gives them His Son to be not only one to proclaim the truth in His message, but to be incarnate, to be the perfect one that we all ought to emulate. His patient pursuit, my beloved, despite even when we reject Him. This shows His unwavering love and commitment to our salvation. In the book of Hebrews, St. Paul says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." He is faithful. His promise was, from the very beginning, that the foot of man will crush the head of the serpent. This seed, this man, would be the Lord Jesus Christ. And he remained faithful to this promise until the last moment on the cross in his glorious resurrection. If you look at the passages we read earlier during the fast, the paralytic man was there for 38 years, waiting for the moving of the water. And then Christ pursued him and went to him and asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" And he healed him. The man born blind, who was maybe hopeless, sat there begging. This was the sentence of his life. And we see how the Lord went and he pursued him. Perhaps even the right-hand thief. If we say the Lord meant to meet the Samaritan woman at the well in the middle of the day, and he went out of his way to do so, how about the right-hand thief that was there on the cross? Perhaps the Lord Christ meant to be crucified on this day to meet this right-hand thief, to hear his final confession, so that every soul that wants to be saved will be saved, including the one who is condemned on the cross next to him. His relentless pursuit for humanity and for our salvation. He also demonstrates his love when he defends us and those who trust in him. Wednesday, we will hear the story of the woman who came and anointed the feet of the Lord with a costly spikenard and a costly ointment. And it says when she was in the house, this account is in the Gospel of Mark, it says that there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why is wasting this fragrant oil?" So this oil is worth 300 denarii, which is enough to feed a family for a year. And she went, and they say it was a very rare, rare kind of fragrance that was, you know, cultivated in the Himalayas. So it was very expensive and used once. Once you break the flask, you can't use it again. Usually they kept it for their wedding day. But she broke this flask and poured it on his head and his feet, and, you know, the people there, the disciples, some of them said, "Why this waste? It could have been sold and given to the poor." And look what the gracious Lord does. He says, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me." She has done a good work. So he defended those who trust in him. He says, "Leave her alone. She's doing a good thing. She's preparing me for my burial." Another way that God shows his love for us is humbling himself under the feet of the disciples. The Lord Jesus said he came to serve, not to be served. Although he is the one who is carried by the thrones and the dominions and the cherubim and the seraphim, and he's the one who is exalted above everything. But yet, he is the one who puts himself under the feet of the disciples and washes their feet. He's the one who allowed himself to be carried by his own creation, by a donkey. I was meditating on like Palm Sunday, imagining like what is this donkey is aware of, what's going on. And certainly the donkey knows that his creator is on him. If the wind and the sea obey his voice, the donkey certainly knows that he is carrying the creator of the universe. What a privilege it must have been for that donkey. Lastly, God accepts he expresses his love for us by accepting to die on our behalf. And this demonstrates the ultimate love he has for us. St. Paul says, "God demonstrated his own love towards us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were unworthy, he still died for us." This is the love that God shows for us. So what is our response to this love? How can we bring joy to the heart of God, the one who loves us so much? Number one, what brings joy to his heart is our repentance and our return. I'll remind you of what the Lord said about the one sheep who was lost. And he says in Luke 15, "I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." So the heavens are rejoicing, and God is rejoicing when we go and we repent. It's not something, and if the heavens rejoice, do you think Abuna is rejoicing? Abuna is also rejoicing, right? We might think that, you know, this is a shame and Abuna will think negative of me and so on. But no, this is actually what brings Abuna's heart happy, makes it happy, because God's heart is happy in doing so. Remember the story of the prodigal son. After taking half of his father's inheritance and he's coming back to meet his father, What does the father do when he sees his son? Does he rebuke him? He opens his arms and he hugs him and embraces him. A sign of his love. He was waiting outside for his son's return because this makes his heart happy when he returns. We sometimes convince ourselves that God cannot love me because of my sin. And I think maybe two individuals this week that perhaps felt this the most was St. Peter and Judas. That one denied him and one betrayed him. And both were bitter about it. St. Peter went out and wept bitterly, and Judas felt so bad that he went and returned the money back to the high priest because he had betrayed innocent blood. But what was the difference was in Peter was that he believed in God's mercy and his forgiveness. He saw how the Lord embraced and loved all the sinners who came back to him and how happy it made him. And he remembered that the Lord had prepared him for this before him, and he prayed for him. And he said, if the Lord accepted all of the sinners, he would certainly accept me. And he believed in this, and he went and he confessed his sin to the Lord. The church takes pride in those who repent, and those who live maybe a horrible, maybe sinful life, and they repented. Saints like Saint Moses the Strong, saints like Saint Augustine, who went astray, someone like Saint Mary of Egypt, who lived a life of harlotry and returned to him. These become the pride of the church, the sinners who become saints. How else can we bring joy to the heart of God is when we fear him. It says in Psalm 147, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and in those who hope in his mercy. So when we fear God, this brings delight to his heart and makes him happy. Not in a sense of being scared of God, the fear, no, but rather those who regard his permanent presence in their life and revere his holiness. Those are those who fear God. Those who understand he is present with me always, and I regard him and his things as being holy. So I carry his holiness with me. This is having the fear of God. And when I walk this way, this brings joy to the heart of God. There's a beautiful story in Jeremiah 35 about a family. They're called the Rechabites. And these were a family after the captivity that came, and they were living such a godly life, and they obeyed their father, that God wanted to make them as an example to the rest of the people of Israel who weren't obeying the voice of God nor the prophet. So what happened is, it says what? It says the prophet came and he told them to come and drink wine in the house of God. There was a part of the temple had like these rooms where they do other things, like meetings and things. So they brought this family in this chamber. And that, Jeremiah came and he told them, okay, I want you to drink wine here with me in this room. So now you have, okay, it's okay by the prophet, the minister of God. They were telling them to drink wine. So most people would say, okay, this is my chance. The prophet said I need to drink. Maybe there's some other meaning. So let's do it. But what was their response? They said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners. And it said that this house of the Rechabites, they never owned like a place, a building. They just lived in tents, you know, and they took no wine, and they built no vineyards where they can cultivate grapes. And the amazing part of this story is not simply that they were obedient to their father, but you know, the Rechab, how many years prior did he live? He died 250 years prior to this story. So meaning that from this time, it's been passed down from generation to generation for 250 years, and this family abided by their forefather, that it commanded them not to drink wine, even when the prophet told them, right? So they feared God, they feared their father, and God wanted to make an example and said, see how this group, this family, fears their father? Why don't you, the people of Israel, fear me and do the same? Can we obey the authorities in our life and in their absence? Can we obey for those young ones, our parents, when they're not around? Can we obey the law of the land when nobody's watching? Can we obey God when he seems to be absent. Of course, he's never absent. But when he seems to be absent, or perhaps when he's absent from my mind, can I obey him? When we do, this brings joy and delight to God's heart. Also, keeping his commands brings him joy. As the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. This shows that we love him when we keep his commandments. Obedience to God's commandments gives him great joy. Why does it bring him joy when we obey him? Is it simply because he wants to, you know, have subjects that submit to him? Or is it because he knows that his commandments are the way of salvation and union with him? He set up these commandments not as a type of oppression, but as a way of a guide that leads us to union with him and communion with him. So when we obey his commandments, we live the best life that we can ever live as a human. And again, people will look at this and they might say, well, this challenged my freedom. Where is my freedom if everything that, you know, there are so many rules and laws that I have to abide by? Actually, when we abide by the commandments of God, it's for our protection, our nourishment, and our ultimate true freedom. True freedom is in abiding in God's commandments. Because when we don't, we subject ourselves to sin. The Lord said, he who commits sin is a slave of sin. And he said, I have come to set you free. Right? So he set us free from sin. So when we are free from sin, then we live the true freedom that God intended for humanity. But when we reject him, then we end up living in sin and we're slaves of sin rather than slaves of God. Lastly, what makes the heart of God happy is that we be found faithful. We are faithful. There's a parable the Lord told, the parable of the talents, where he gave one person 5 talents, another 2 talents, and another 1 talent. As we know in the story, the one who had 5 doubled and got 10, the one who had 2 doubled and got 4, and the one who got 1 dug it in the ground because he feared he feared the master. The Lord said to those who were faithful, he says, well done, good and faithful servants. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He doesn't say enter into the kingdom, but he used the word joy because this makes him happy. When we are faithful in what God has given us, this makes him happy. So what am I entrusted with that I ought to be faithful in? Well, first of all of us should be faithful in our faith, right? We stay true to the Orthodox faith, and we know it, and we read it, and we study it, so we know our faith. We're faithful to our families. Whether I'm the child in the family or the parent in the family, I'm faithful to the family. I don't go left or right, and I'm very cautious with my eyes and my feet where they take me. If I serve the Lord, I'm faithful in the service. I do it for Him, not to be praised or get attention of others. If I work and have a career, I'm faithful in my career. I do the work that I'm supposed to do when I'm there. I'm not doing other things that aren't work-related when I'm at work. If I'm in my studies, I'm faithful to my studies. I don't say that I'm going to study and end up playing on my phone or playing games and not doing my studies. This isn't faithful. When we're faithful in what God has entrusted us, it makes Him happy and rejoice. So the question that we raised in the beginning, we saw how God expressed His love for us, but what's my response to His love? Will I respond in a way that brings joy to His heart, or will I be like those who rejected His love and those who deprived themselves of communion with God and union with Him? May God grant us to contemplate these matters the rest of this Pascha. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat you, O Lord God, the Father, the Pentecostor, the Holy, Only Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, and for those dwelling in and caring for all holy places, O God, have compassion on your creation and deliver it from all evil. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
mercy.
O you who by your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom and adorned the heavens with stars and the earth with plants, trees, and vineyards and the valleys with meadows and flowers, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants who place themselves in your hands and say, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness, and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness and your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood and his sons and their wives and also the clean and unclean animals, for the sake of the earth's renewal, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Maker and Provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds, for you give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who were received as a guest by your servant Abraham, the patriarch, and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants and priests who place themselves in your hands. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection and save Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt and spared him in the days of hardship so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, O our Creator and Provider, and we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, the Logos of the Father, who works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save your people from every hardship, manage their lives according to your good will, and spare them from famine and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people and bless their houses and their storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house, accept the prayers of your people through the intercessions of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crops and storehouses and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the river according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord.
accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of their identity upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions and their fasting, and their offerings which are offered upon your holy altar as an acceptable incense, and have mercy on them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him of his calamities, and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people and save them all from calamities, tribulations, and hardships. O upholder of those who trust in you, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and the light of the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousands with 5 loaves, raised the dead, blessed the wedding in Cana of Galilee, O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plants, beehives, straits, products, and all the works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren, and keep every evil far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood, present with us every day upon the altar through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, this too in remembrance of me, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruits of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruits and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin, St. Mary, in the fullness of time, who said to his saintly disciples, go and make disciples of all the nations, and baptize them, teaching all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your people who cry out to you, saying, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness, from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the invincible fortress. Bring to naught the counsels of the adversary. Turn the mournings of your servants into joy. Defend our cities. Fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and the churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob. Look on us, O God, our helper. Spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of the enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Pope Abba Tewodros II, and his pardon the apostolic liturgy, our father, the metropolitan Abba Yusuf, and confirm them on their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
Again we ask for the safe return of the lost and the travelers, support the widows and orphans, abundance for the poor, those who are in debt, pay their debts and forgive them, and those who are in prisons and distress, give them release, heal the sick and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands. You who manifested your love for mankind, O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf, and save, O Savior, humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saints, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
Es no ti na ina ante sho na ero na re o na ini men chen tek mit uro.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Evoron tetirini oinanen tekirini semninanen tekirini kaninovi. Ane vor
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Gloire voli digaje de Ecclesia Christos eros en eskim shaene.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Emmanuel ben losi chenten mici etino kenevo ente bebionem ben. Never masuem.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Entefes moeron teren, entefdova ennenid, entefdashonishon, entenefsikis. Soma
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Senos
Sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all his spiritual blessings, and support us, and complete for us the holy vessel, and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times. The never-ending intercessions of the holy Theotokos St. Mary, and of all the choirs of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy vessel of our good Savior, may their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Bechristos ben noti.
Amen. Eseshovi.
Ev oron tizihirini moinan tikirini semninan tikirini kananovinan evo jethok tetigom. Nempi onem beismon nempi amahishani amin. O Lord, make us worthy to pay thanks to our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power.
Now, the love of God, the Father's grace, only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all, go in peace, peace, so Lord, be with you all. Amen.